An Australian company has tried to start a coal industry in Papua New Guinea, saying it would provide the cheap electricity the country needs to develop. Mayo Resources wants to mine coal and burn it in a plant in PNG's second biggest city, the industrial hub of Leh. The company says PNG's growing manufacturing sector desperately needs reliable baseload power, but environmental groups say the plan contradicts the country's climate change commitments and ignores the effect of global warming in the Pacific. PNG correspondent Eric Torchek reports.
Manufacturing is the main industry in the port city of Leh, north of Port Moresby. And it's at Leh's port that Australian company Mayo Resources has secured land for an industrial park, where it wants to build a coal-fired power plant. Mayo's managing director, Paul Mulder, says the project would have a range of benefits.
To stem the outflow of foreign currency, utilise our own domestic resources and provide far, far cheaper power.
The proposal is for a 52.5 megawatt generator that would burn biomass as well as coal and use a new type of boiler to reduce sulphur and nitrous oxide emissions. The company says it's building an environmental energy park, which also includes solar power generation and would produce no net increase in greenhouse gas emissions. Mayo Resources would initially import coal for the power plant, saying it needs to do that to secure project finance. But the company also wants to start a coal mine near PNG's southern coast, which would eventually supply the power plant. Paul Mulder says PNG coal should be used to improve access to electricity in Papua New Guinea.
Tragedy. If you're exporting the coal, you've got 87% of the country without energy. You're paying energy costs five times what Australia is paying. PNG only has 1/30th of the annual income.
The proposal has some support in Leh, where Phil Franklin is a councillor of the Chamber of Commerce.
I think it's a great plan. Makes a lot of sense and is going to fill a lot of gaps that we've got there at the moment.
A new 30-megawatt heavy fuel oil power station has just been opened in Leh. But the city's power grid is so unreliable that major businesses all have their own generators. There's some opposition to both the project and the notion of a coal industry taking root in Papua New Guinea. Christian Lohberger is the director of a group called Nogut Coal PNG.
We feel that with the recent global uptake of renewable energy and the huge progress being made in that sector, that coal is basically yesterday's technology, and Papua New Guinea's interests in terms of the economy and the environment and health would not be served by using coal power, and we should be focusing more on renewable energy.
Mr. Lohberger is also the president of an industry group called the Solar Energy Association, but says there are many non-commercial reasons for his opposition to coal. Papua New Guinea had been one of the Pacific nations calling for Australia to close down its coal power plants and refrain from opening any new coal mines because of the effects of climate change in the region. But the PNG government is keen for investment and development. It hasn't ruled out approving a domestic coal industry and says it could still meet its obligations under international climate change agreements if it did so.
Eric Torchek.